Welcome to this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. I'm Randy Vann, and today we have the Executive Director of the Jasper County Historical Museum with us, Bill Perrineau. Bill, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about a special exhibit you guys have, a very notable exhibit, and it's been on display even at the State Historic Building, right?
State Historic Building and the Iowa State Fair, both.
State Fair.
Yes.
Okay, tell us what this is.
Well, we have a traveling exhibit that has been given to us by the Silos and Smokestack entitled It Takes an Iowan, and it focuses on Iowans as leaders in the ongoing endeavor to provide food for the nation and the world. We are the world's leader in food production, and this year it has been extremely timely, I think, with all the rain that we've had and the trouble we've had and the debate over whether or not we were going to have tariffs on our food. And it's I think, timely to have, and we are lucky to have it. The exhibit shows different Iowans, how they made a difference in the areas of advancement, using different technologies to better cultivate food, how agriculture has been advocated through education and institutional support, and how agriculture is a global thing. I think it has a real good impact because it's large, almost larger than life when you look at the display, because it is large. You can't miss it. And we really feel that we're lucky to have it. Now, if you come out to the museum to see it, which we hope everybody does, there's a trailer parked outside that's all painted up, and it says It Takes an Iowan on it. But I don't want people to think, oh, that's all the bigger it is, because the actual display is inside of our agricultural building in right next to it, and it's on display inside there. And you'd be greeted by some smiling faces, and there's families, and it's a real life situation. The people that they've depicted on the different scenarios as you go around are real life people in the state of Iowa. And it's a, you know, very informative display. And then we also have two touchscreen monitors in there where you can pick your topic. You can find out more about Silos of Smokestacks. You can find out about all the different techniques that are used, and you get to decide. And
then it plays a little video.
And it plays about a, you know, minute, 2 minute video for you. I mean, you could spend a good hour just looking at the different topics they have on the video. So it's a high tech in a sense, but it's low tech in the fact you get to read things as you wish, and it shows the pioneers. I mean, we all have heard the name Norman Borlaug with the Iowa Food Prize. Well, he's pictured along with several other of the pioneers. I mean, he wasn't the first pioneer in agriculture. There were people before him, and they have several of those people depicted on it as well. So it's very educational, and I just feel it's we're lucky to have it, and we really want people to be able to come and see it.
Kind of like a big panel then where it has printing on it.
Yes, pictures
and stuff like that.
Yeah, pictures and then some facts. One of the things that comes to my mind is how much are the percentage of people that are in farming compared today to what it was 100 years ago. And it's almost completely reversed when in Iowa, I think 100 years ago, I may be don't quote, well, you can quote me, I guess, because we're on the air here. But it showed like that 98% of the people in Iowa were involved in agriculture 100 years ago. Now that number is dropped almost down to 98% who are not. Although we all have to realize that Iowa is a leader in agriculture in the state of Iowa, and that even though me as a director of a museum, I'm not out planting any seed or taking care of any animals or anything, I still have to depend on those farmers to provide the food when I go to the store. And so it depicts the importance of agriculture for Iowa.
Kind of overall, the importance and what it gives to the community. And does it follow the advancements as far as the technical side of agriculture, like going from horses to plows and
stuff like that. You would see that. And we also have that in that building. I mean, we have all the, you know, different planters that have been used along the way. So you know, it's you can see it on their display, but then you can also see
what you have,
what we have as well, and they're stored side by side. So that's really, really kind of a nice touch that I've never seen it displayed anywhere that has that along with it. So.
And we mentioned this has been at the State Fair. It's been at the State Historical Building. How long do you guys get to keep it?
Well, let's see. We thought we were going to have to take it down next week, which wouldn't be very much time left. Wow. But we are going to be able to keep it into July. So it should be there through the Monday or after the 4th of July, which I think would be about the 7th or 8th, and hopefully longer. We plan on leaving it up at least through that week if we can. The only reason we'd have to take it down is someone else said, hey, we would like to use it at our museum, or they have someone else that has spoken for it. And right as of now, as of this recording, there's no one that says, you know, we need it. So as long as that trailer's there, that means the display's there. Okay. So,
and there's no extra charge for this?
No extra charge. We do have it locked up. All the buildings across the street from the museum, which is located just next door to Pizza Ranch. Hopefully everybody knows where we're at by now. We're that beautiful building. But then across the street we have the agricultural barn that has this display. But we keep it locked up because we don't have the manpower to have somebody over there all the time. But all you have to do is come into the museum and ask our docents, and they will gladly open it up so that you can see it, you know, as well as everything else over there.
What are your summer hours over there?
Well, right now, our summer hours, we just had a board meeting and discussed this. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're open 9 to 4.
Okay.
But we don't have guides on those days. You just come up and ring the doorbell, give Cynthia or I a chance to run down from our office upstairs, or if you park on the north side, just ring the bell and we'll be there faster. But you just can come in and you can take a self-guided tour. We have pamphlets that will help you identify things, and we can open up the ag building and if you want to see the steam engine, which just happened to pass an inspection this week, we're really happy about that. So we're going to be in the 4th of July parade. But we can open all that up, and you can spend as much time in those places as you want, as well as our blacksmith shop down there at the end. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 to 4. For self-guided tours. On Thursday, Friday, we're open 9 to 7 p.m. We've tried going a little bit later, hoping to pick up people after they get off work and, you know, have a chance because, you know, it's daylight, it's nice, you know, let's do something as a family. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're open 1 to 4. And so Thursday through Sunday, you can get a guided tour if you'd like, or you can still do a self-guided. But we, you know, really want people to come and see us. A little added attraction this summer that we just brought in too, going along thinking about that, is we're working on a Maytag room, which is going to highlight the Maytag family.
Okay.
And part of that, we're going to add some things to it about the Maytag Dairy Farm. And Diane DeFlito came up with this idea that, you know, they like to use Holstein. So we have Heidi the Holstein, who's loose in the museum. And this is designed for the kids. And she's hid somewhere. And if the kids can find her and bring them to the docent, they get a free ice cream cone.
Oh.
So we had that happen. And the little girl that found it was just thrilled. And then on top of that, she was able to go rehide it. And she did a good job. I said, it has to be in plain sight. And she did, because I went back and I tried to find it and I couldn't. It took me a couple days, but it's there. So,
okay.
You know, we want families to come, you know.
Yeah.
It's $5. I think it's one of the best deals around. You know, that includes it takes an Iowan display. You know, and it's $2 for kids, and we like to keep that 12 and under. We figure middle to high school kids, age kids, they are going to get enough out of it that they're worth the $5, and it's still a deal, you know.
Yeah.
We've had visitors stop by and rant and rave about how nice a museum this is, and So
if you haven't checked it out, you're missing a big part of our history.
It is. I mean, think that we had like 5 washing machine companies in Newton at one time. We were the washing machine capital of the world. And we have models of all those washing machines from the different manufacturers. It's not just Maytag. You know, there's several others. So
you'll definitely learn something.
Oh, definitely.
A thing or two or 4 or 5.
Yeah. You can learn as much or as little as you want.
Yeah. You know? Depends on what you put into it and what have you when you're there. You brought up there's going to be through the 4th of July. Are you guys going to be open on the 4th of July?
We will not be open on the 4th of July. Okay. But we will make our presence known. We will have the steam engine in the parade, as it has been in the years past. And we're also going to take out our 55 Chevy pickup that was donated to the museum by Jack Maples. And he's going to drive it in the parade for us this year. So we won't be open on the 4th, but every other day of the week, yes. And every day through October 1st is when we close and go back to our winter hours. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, and you always check out their website to keep up to date on various things that are going on with them. Got a couple minutes here, Bill, before we need to let you go. Talk a little bit about, you made a presentation to the city council this week about possibly making the museum a visitor center, too. Talk a little bit about your thinking behind that.
Well, a lot of my thinking is, I see it as a need for the community. We've had some... There's been attempts at it in the past from what I've learned. But last summer, before I became executive director of the museum, I was delivering parts for a local place here in town. And I had someone stop me in the parking lot. Now, here I am wearing a shirt that, is advertising where I work for. And this couple, stopped me and said, "Excuse me, can you tell me where the visitor center is?" And right then I thought, wow, we really don't have a place that is easy to find that would be a ideal spot for visitors coming to the area to see. So the board has felt that way. And I know there's been, like I said, a couple other attempts, but we thought it might be good for Jasper County and Newton. We have so much to offer that if we had the visitor center at our museum, it might be a boost for everybody in the community. So I was asked by the city to do a presentation about the museum. And so in that presentation, I brought up the idea that, maybe we can sit down and we can, work out a deal and work out something so that Newton will have a nice visitor center.
So that'll be kind of in the works, negotiations going on.
Yeah. With my history of working in Lambs Grove and school board, I know that money is kind of tight, and I also know that you can't, your budgets, they're fiscal years, run July 1 through June 30. So, I almost look at it would be something that would take place next summer if we can get something worked out with the city and, everybody's happy with what we can come up with. So it'll be something that'll be in the process.
It would be a great location, just right off the interstate right there.
So. That's what we think, We can't beat it, Our location is ideal. Just wish we had more visitors.
Bring in more visitors for you guys, too, and plus do a service for the community and the other attractions around, if you could tell people about those, too, if they stop in. So hopefully that'll get worked out.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win for the community.
Well, thanks a lot for stopping by and filling us in about this special exhibit on Iowa agriculture that you have out there. Hopefully people will take advantage of it before it moves on to its next location. Again, as of now, it looks like it'll be there through early part of next month.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Been talking to Bill Perrineau, the Jasper County Historical Museum Executive Director, on this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. And I'm Randy Vane.